Hi, my name is Kate Duffy, and the novel that I'll be talking about is Things Fall Apart by Chinua Achebe. So I actually chose the novel because I wanted to read something that was different than the books that we usually read. We read a lot of, like, feminist literature, Shakespeare, and we did read one book about colonial Africa, but it was from the point of view of the colonizer rather than the people being colonized, and so I wanted to see it from a different perspective, so that's why I chose the book. I also wanted to learn more about the different cultures that they have in Africa, and the one in this book is the Igbo or Igbo people group in modern-day Nigeria, so I got to learn a lot more about that culture from this book, and I actually had to do a lot more research because you have to know about it, kind of, I guess. You kind of need some context if you want to understand the book. You have to know the context of the culture. So that was really interesting to learn about that, because I don't know that much about the people who live in Africa, like the different cultures. Yeah, the book was actually how the things in the book fell apart, as said in the title. Yeah, how things fell apart was actually a lot different than what I expected it to be like. I thought it was going to be a lot more like Heart of Darkness, where it was like this super violent thing, and there was a lot of like horrible, awful, oppressive violence. And I bet it was like that after the book. Like, the book ends, it's still kind of the beginning of the colonial era in Nigeria by the British. But yeah, mostly, like, what you hear about colonialism is, like, it was this big, evil thing. It was, but, like, it kind of seems more black and white than how it's portrayed in the novel. So it's a lot more gray in the novel. The protagonist, you have a really hard time liking the protagonist, Okonkwo. He's this really flawed character. His dad was this, like, freeloader. He never got any titles. He wasn't very respected. He died with, like, a ton of debt. And Okonkwo was really embarrassed by him, and so he did everything in his power to be this super masculine man, like, the best person that he possibly could be in the tribe. And he, you know, he succeeds in a lot of ways. He has all these wives. He becomes a really successful farmer. Everyone respects him. But his mentality is, especially by today's standards, a little flawed, or really flawed, actually. You know, he's abusive to his wives, like, he beats them, he has this horrible temper, he's very misogynistic, and he has this, like, kind of toxic masculinity thing going for him, and he's overall, yeah, he's just this really angry person, like, and that is fueled by him not wanting to be by his, like, his father. So, yeah, so you don't necessarily like the main character, you don't really like Okonkwo that much, but you understand him, and I think that is a lot more important than liking him in the story. The story is about understanding the culture and seeing how it fell apart, and it's not necessarily about, like, look at this good thing and look how it was, like, taken away. It's more about, like, this is how things were, this is how they fell apart, and yeah, it does have some, like, anti-colonial bias, obviously, it should, but it's a lot different than what I expected. I expected the English to come in and, like, raise all these villages to the ground, and they were violent, but that was more towards the end. Like, they don't really come up in the book until, like, the second part of the book, but they're not violent as much as they are manipulative. So, like, yeah, and this is something that I learned when I was learning about the culture. Now this is really more like the, yeah. Oops, sorry, my computer just freaked out. Where am I? There it is. Okay. Yeah, but there are a lot of flaws in the Igbo culture that I think contributed to its falling apart, which is not what I expected at all. So, like, the people, so the initially how the English come in is they send missionaries, and so the missionaries are like, your religion is, like, bad or whatever, you need to worship our God, and they talk about like this all-loving and forgiving God, and the kind of like less respected, more oppressed people in the culture, like women, like lower class people, slaves, they're the first to like betray the village by converting to Christianity because they're not benefiting from the culture as it was, and they feel accepted in that Christianity, in Christianity. So yeah, there wasn't this big violent thing like I expected there to be. There was like a violent insurgence kind of thing at the end of the book, but that was as a result of the tensions among the actual people in the tribe reaching a breaking point. So like, yeah, the converts were getting angry with people like Okonkwo and like the more higher up people in the tribe because they were benefiting from this system. And yeah, so the falling apart thing was less of a result of the oppressive English people coming in with like their guns and stuff. It was a lot less like the Leopold era, like in the Congo. It was more crumbling from the inside out, which I thought was very, very interesting. I did hear there's actually a controversy about Chinua Achebe writing the book in English. He even called the English language, like using English, blah, 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 using the language of the oppressor. But yeah, there was a controversy about that in Nigeria because he's Nigerian. But I don't think that the book was necessarily written for the colonized people, because they know about their oppressive regimes. They still live with the consequences. You know, they have relatives, ancestors who lived in those regimes. Like, I don't think that they need to be taught about that. I think they know, and it was awful. I think the people who need to learn about it are the countries who were the colonizers. So, like, England, you know, the U.S., all the people who still benefit from that system, like me, even. And, you know, we speak English. So that's how he was able to reach us, by telling their story in literally in a language we could understand. It was a story about how the culture in Africa fell apart, like kind of explaining it to us. Yeah, so that's, yeah, and I think learning about that kind of thing is important to understanding the world today and like what we can do about it, and it's just a good way for us to reflect. Yeah.